This is really a great place. The outside was like snowing, and inside is full of light. And I thought the weather is like sunshine is even better than California. I thought it's always like that. So I have a great time. And yesterday, and I'm continue to enjoy it, I think. Sorry, I made a mistake. Oh, it's okay, actually. So today I'm going to talk about the emergence of Kaiser spin liquid in an extended Kaggle-Me-Heisenberg model. So let me first introduce the collaborators. We have two different projects, but they all lead to the same thing. Both team found this Kaiser spin liquid. So research at CSUN is mainly carried out by two postdocs, So Su Gong and Wei Zhu. So Su have been developing DMRG code for like 3 or 4 years. We used to take like 1 year or even 2 or 3 years to finish a project. And so he's the main driving force for this project. Then infinite DMRG simulation was completely developed by Yingchen He. He's a PhD student at Fudan. I also want to thank Nasik Mochnik and also Matthew Hodan for earlier collaboration on the spin liquid and the modular matrix for Fresnel chain insulator. So here is the outline of my talk. In the introduction part, I want to briefly remind you about two classes of spin liquid. We heard a lot about the time reversal invariant state in various Heisenberg model. And so Kaggle-Me, the J1 model is the primary candidate for the Z2. However, it's also possible for frustrated square or honeycomb lattice. And however, they're always competing with the valence bond solid, especially in square and the honeycomb case. Then another class of spin liquid was proposed by Ken Mill and Laughlin and Shougang Wen about 25 years ago. It's a building block for the exotic theory of strong correlated system. However, we haven't heard it in any of the realistic time reversal symmetry system until that's our recent work. However, a lot of progress, I should say. If you have a time reversal symmetry broken interaction, even the interaction like is very small, you can induce Kaiser spin liquid. That was established in past several years. I mentioned that work. Then I'll talk about the Kaiser spin liquid in Kaggle-Me J1, J2, J3 model. Our original motivation is trying to connecting between two Z2 phase. So our model at a large JZ size is the known, well-known model proposed by Nian and his collaborator for Z2 spin liquid. Then I'll talk about the Z2 in spin liquid in our simulation, which we identify based on topological degeneracy, entanglement spectra, and Kaiser order, and spontaneous time reversal symmetry broken. So those are pretty complete characterization of state. However, this phase turn out is very robust and simple. So we can go further to obtain the exact quantized half integer Chern number, as well as the modular matrix for that state. Which serve as the smoking gun evidence of the topological phase. Then I'll give a summary and try to discuss the connection between that state and the J1 Kaggle-Me model. So the magnetic system intend to develop order. We have simplest order like ferromagnetism and antiferromagnetism. Then we also have those valence-bound solid order in different frustrated system. With the increasing of frustration, another amazing state is also possible. So it's not one state, that you can have different kind of spin liquids. The idea of this kind of spin liquid state was first proposed by Phil Anderson in his 70s paper, and the triangle lattice was considered as a candidate for realizing this kind of physics. However, that's a simple triangle lattice model with just nearest neighbor coupling turned to develop three sub-lattice antiferromagnetic order. And Kegme lattice, on the other hand, has larger geometry frustration and a smaller coordinate number. It turned out to be able to refuse the developing of a conventional order. In the work of 2010, this is a Steele group and collaborating with Hughes. They established for this model, you really don't have either magnetic order or possible valence bound order. So it's a possible gap spin liquid. They also talked about they find two topological then degenerating state. The evidence if this is really Z2 spin liquid was proposed in the later work based on topological entanglement entropy. Yes. So it's just you only have the four neighbors or two different neighbors. So that means maybe a bigger fluctuation. So let's then look at the theory of the spin liquid, then try to then explain if we have established the Z2 spin liquid for the Kegme model. So the spin liquid is a new state of matter with no symmetry broken and with topological order and fractionalization. And the toolless geometry, you should have also have topological degeneracy. So the theory was established by Xiaogang Wen in the early 90s. We have a lot of contrived theoretical model which provide insight to the Z2 spin liquid. In general, you can have the gap spin liquid and also algebra spin liquid with gapness excitation and the power law decay of spin correlation. For the two spin model, the known example of a concrete example of a Z2 spin liquid is J1, J2 spin model, J1, J2, J3 model first proposed by Bennett and his collaborator. Then there was the quantum Monte Carlo study of this work by Roger and his collaborator, which established the Z2 spin liquid in a finite JZ for the ferromagnetic coupling. Okay, let's go back to the topological entanglement entropy as a convenient tool to establish the topological order. Especially, it's a tool very easy to be combined with numeric simulation. So there are several recent works which, especially in Jiang's paper, that identify a topological entanglement entropy for Kegme model. So both graphs from his paper, and in the left-hand side is topological entanglement entropy for the flat band model hosting one-half fractional quantum Hall effect. Here he can go to very large size, and all the data obtained topological entanglement incubate follow straight line, give you the topological term, which confirm that is one half fractional quantum Hall effect. On the right hand side,
Excuse me, these are for the fermion with the magnetic field
that
on the
one is
space bucket.
for the boson, Hartle boson.
Oh, sorry, these are for the boson with the magnetic field on the space bucket.
And the Chern band. So that's one is the J1 model. In this case, you can only have three lattice size from this 2-unit cell to 6-unit cell. Even though those three data then give you the concrete results, however, the last data point is extrapolating results from the finite size calculation of DMRG with different number of states. Even now, we redid this calculation and keep into like 20,000, close to 20,000 states. We can not get a converged entropy for 6-unit cell. Like here is example, we actually by keep 16,000 state, we actually get a higher topological entanglement entropy than his extrapolated results. But we also notice it seems there is a jump. So it could possible if you follow minimum entangled state, then you get his results. So then Z2 is still possible. But I think just one piece of results of topological entanglement entropy is far from conclusive about the topological nature of the J1 model. And so
Can
with
you just run me this by me again? So the previous slide was a minimal entangled state of functions?
Yeah, this one is the calculation with keeping up to 10,000 states.
Difference 10,000
Yeah,
difference or
10,000
something?
states. Then this value is extrapolated using a range of m. Could be extrapolating versus the truncation error, though. The extrapolating figure is very smooth. They never see, so it looks like a very small extrapolating error. However, when we redo this calculation by keeping even more state, and our system is longer, so somehow we found the entropy seems jumping from their extrapolating curve. So it could be in our calculation, we suddenly increase the m. But that's also an issue.
Can I say that to the, I think that in the previous transparency, you say there's a bigger calculation, seems put a bigger error bar in the last data point. There seems I wonder, I think maybe that's your point. You say there's maybe an error bar
Yeah, there is an error
in
bar.
J1.
Yeah, yeah.
And then with this error bar, it's hard to see this accurate
Right.
extrapolation.
Yeah, it's hard to accurately pin down this value. However, it seems it could be even larger than log 2 for the topological entanglement entropy. And this error should depend on the state, I would say. It's not definitely there. So we compare to the J1, J2, J3 model, we feel it's a desired result to have the full topological degenerating states. So I'll talk a little bit about how to get full topological state. We were able to do that for J1, J2, J3 model. Yes.
So for the J1 model, how compared to the other DMRG group, they also use this SU2 DMRG group.
Yeah, the other group.
From Germany, they also claim that minus one.
Yeah. So I think they did the calculation for the pure J1 model. Yeah, you make a good point. I completely forgot. So this comparison is for J1, J2 model. At J2 equal 0.15. We don't have actual data like different from the J1 model from the other group.
So for J1 model, it's minus one.
So I would say the results depend on the extrapolation error. It's not definite accurate, but could be very accurate because the extrapolated data is very smooth. So the just briefly mentioned
Maybe
that.
before you do this, so I try to get to the picture. So the conclusion is that if you only have an ICU3, suppose you have an ICU2, patient with only GA1,
Yeah.
and right now there is a, let me see, it's not clear. It's not clear it's Z2 liquid.
It's not clear if
I see.
Z2 liquid.
But the chance word is with the J2 or not with J2.
Yeah.
They have J2?
They have J2 equals
Oh, I see. So they
0.15.
say that J, if J2 equals 0.15,
Yeah.
the Z2 may be more stable. They
Because the
replace
spin
the
gap
Z2.
increasing.
I see. So I see. But if you only have a J1, it's even less clear. But with a little J2, maybe it's more likely to be Z2. And
That's
then,
one point of view.
yeah.
I'll
And
talk about it
then here,
more.
your point is that maybe with a little bit of J2, it's even that case, it's not clear it's
It's not
Z2.
clear, even with a little bit
I see.
J2.
Then
Yeah.
with the only J1,
Yeah.
it's even worse.
No, I'm not saying even
Oh, I
worse.
see. Okay, I
Yeah,
see.
probably I
So it
should.
seems a little messy here.
Probably I should put more transparency
Yeah, I
earlier.
see. I
As
see.
for the J2 model, its spin gap is bigger. However, its spin-spin correlation length
Maybe
is
larger.
much longer.
Oh, I see.
So that's something I don't understand. I
I
think
see.
I would say you go back to J1, J2 model. So many things we don't understand. And there are also other evidence. It kind of suggests you have both spin and Y-sum. It's just guessing. So
I
I
see.
said
So
J1.
maybe let me summarize it. If for J1 model, for both J1 and J2, J1, J2 model, the Z2 is not totally
Impossible. It's
not
very
impossible, but
possible.
also not totally confirmed.
Yeah, it's not good. I just
But
my
that's a good
own
thing.
opinion, but a
I
lot of
see.
people work on it. I
And
guess the answer is not fully
also
confirmed.
it's not clear whether J2 would encourage
What's the
Z2
role of
leakage or not.
J2?
Yeah,
Right.
it's not
Yeah.
clear also.
Yeah. Okay. So on the experimental side, I think it's amazing there are many different Kagome material. They all appear to be no magnetic order and seems like a gapless or with a very small gap. One class of the Kagome material, they have a ferromagnetic coupling on the nearest neighbor and the second nearest neighbor side, and anti-ferromagnetic coupling on the third nearest neighbor side. That is also interesting. So let me mention a little bit about the spin liquid and square lattice. So I think a lot of the simulation, like slab particle construction with Goodwiller or with the non-source projection, and the recent work of Ning Wang, and the tensor-lab work of Ning Wang with Gu and Xiao Gang and Vistreet, they're all kind of suggesting that system is possible a gapless spin liquid. And our DMRG simulation, in some way, we find the energy very close to the energy of the slab particle construction. Our phase diagram is we have both plaquette valence bond solid and a small region of uncertainty, which could be a gapless spin liquid or just a direct transition. And all those results were not consistent with the early work of Jiang in 2011, and they proposed a robust gap Z2 spin liquid. So I want to briefly mention about the difference between our two DMRG simulation. In the DMRG simulation, they try to exclude that possible valence bond solid phase through pinning at the finite cylinder. They pin every the other side. Sorry, I have a figure here. You can do a pinning, like a strengthen one of the other bonds. Then at the edge, you should see VBS order, and that order is always decay to the bulk. exponentially. So those are our data, and we start from 4 leg, 6 leg, and 8 leg. So all those 3 leg, our results completely agree with Hong Chen's data. So here is the decay length. We get near same decay length. However, when we go to larger size, they also actually did even larger size than what we did. When we go to larger size, we found the convergence is extremely slow, and the decay length continue increase with the number of state we kept. So we have to keep up to like I think more than 30,000 states. Our decay length at the point J2 equals 0.5 shows the divergent trend linear with the sample width, and the Hong Chen's data should saturate. Yes.
30,000 states in the SU2 code?
No, sorry. Effective states compared to U1 code. So we only keep less than 8,000 in the calculation. But it's equivalent to 30,000. Yeah. So in Hong Chen, I need to say Hong Chen adds those two data points later because of the comment from the Sandwick. So he didn't do very careful examination of the last 2 points. With those difference, you see that valence bond solid is really competing. And that solid, valence bond solid has very small decay length. Like over here, you say it's just 2 or 3 lattice constant, but it's going. If we go to the larger J2, like J2 equals 0.55, you see even stronger increase of decay length. If we use a different boundary, like a tilt cylinder, then the plaque order then does not decay fast. It extends to the center of the box system. Our length, largest one, is maybe around 40 unicell. So in the middle, it's always stabilizing. That's PVBS. So that need to our phase diagram of a dominant PVBS stay in the larger part of the phase, non-magnetic phase. Then the honeycomb, this is honeycomb lattice. Yeah, for that one, that I only mentioned there are 3 the DMRG group did this calculation. I want to mention here, in our phase diagram, we see near phase vanish quicker than Steele's calculation because they set our calculation without pinning the near order may be biased towards the non-magnetic phase. Yes?
The computer structure factor, does it distinguish?
We did compute the structure factor. In our case, it's very, we cannot identify very small the magnetic order. So still we're suggesting a phase diagram. This one goes smoothly into the region you start to develop when it's bond solid. So he suggests it's a direct second order transition between those two phases. I think that small region is very controversial, but the PVB is competing at a stronger J2.
So the previous slide is for square lattice.
Yes.
Okay, we were talking about square,
but the phase diagram is almost identical.
Exactly.
So the scale, J2 is scale.
Yeah.
Cool,
yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So this so square lattice in your calculation is the Z2 spin liquid in the middle seems to disappear.
Disappear, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Also because in that region, even you don't have the PVB order in a small region, the spin gap is going to scanning to zero. I also think a spin gap is all those calculations is pushing the limit of DMRG. We in some sense we shouldn't do those scanning like Sandvik also suggests to us, like we have such a small size and we do so much extrapolation. At the same time, he's asking me to show more of extrapolating results to him. Yeah, so I wanted to show, but I also want to hide them for some reason. So let's go to the story about the time reversal, the symmetry broken phase. So that phase was first proposed by Kemner and Laufenin. I remember in their original work, they said Laufenin's state may be the same state as RVP state of Phil Anderson. And the theory was really established after the work of Wen Wilczek and C, where we understand this phase better. And also the main feature of this phase is the emerging anion quantum particle, which is different from Z2. In the Z2 case, the spin-on-spin-on satisfies the trivial statistics. It's the mutual statistics between spin-on and Wison, which is fractionalized. So different from the fractional quantum Hall state, this phase break time reversal symmetry and the parity symmetry spontaneously. So you don't really require external time reversal symmetry broken term. There are a lot of recent progress. I want to mention the work of Yao and Kiwasen, where they found the exact solution for contrived model with Kaiser spin liquid. But that phase is gapless, I remember, if I remember right. It belongs to different class as the fractional quantum Hall state. Then in several of recent paper, they have those models for Kaiser spin liquid. Like in that work, they have time reversal symmetry broken Hamiltonian. However, the ground state of the Hamiltonian is like exact Kaiser spin liquid. Then in recent several years, especially the work of Paul Itel that established the Kaiser spin liquid for the Kagome model with induced three-body interaction, which breaks time reversal symmetry. And the motivation for considering that kind of Hamiltonian and possible connection with the Mount material was established in the 2014 paper, collaborating with Videl and Lucas here. And if you consider a lot of variational work and work based on Python pattern construction, then Kagome model and also other frustrated model are also candidate system for hosting the Kaiser spin liquid. I think the brief summary is that it's Kaiser spin liquid is a realistic state. You can have many different ways to assess it. However, it was never found in realistic model, like a Heisenberg model with time reversal symmetry based on more accurate simulation. It, because energetically, that state was not selected for the Kagome model, triangle, square model. So our motivation of studying J1, J2, J3 model really coming from initial work with Bennett on this model. Then we have two different Z2. This one is large J2, and this one is possible J1 model. And in between, you have to tune different Jz. We wanted to establish phase diagram. And over here, we found the Kaiser spin liquid. However, the phase diagram today is still very unclear to us because I think in between they have they probably have other confined phase. So our focus to talk about the SU2 invariant J1, J2, J3 model. So we have J1 set equals 1, and J2, J3 set to be equal. Because with those two models equal, and you have you can avoid other non-magnetic but confined. You can avoid other conventional phase. So our simulation is based on DMRG, and so if we use the U1 code, we can keep up to 10,000 state. So the algorithm was established by Steve White in the early 90s, and we mapped the 2D system along the chain into a 1D system. So in the DMRG, it has certain bias. If we implementing the SU2 symmetry, then we can keep a little bit more state. The simulation, so those M is the U1 equivalent state. The topological entanglement entropy is very easy to calculate because you basically have them when you calculate the eigenstate of reduced density matrix. So let me mention the method we use to establish different topological sector and also able to say there are no other or there are still other topological sector is we call it adiabatic DMRG. We just try to insert flux into the cylinder. So when we say topological degeneracy, we are referring to the degenerating state and the torus. When you cut the torus into cylinder, you can, in a bulk, you can still have the same different topological sectors. At the end of the cylinder, you have quasi particles, which increase the energy. So topological degeneracy of DMRG state is referring to the bulk energy on the cylinder. So that state only have the same topological degeneracy as the torus. So that is following the, I didn't put here, so we get those ideas from the Vidal's work of calculating the modular matrix for the flat band model. So that diagram, we can get for the degenerating state for the Z2 spin liquid. So we do the calculation without any pinning to get the first topological sector. Then with pinning one single spin at one edge, so you're pinning two single spins in your DMRG system, they change the pairing of the singleness and you go to another topological sector. Then inserting flux lead to the other two topological sectors through developing the quasi particle lines. So that's why we are trying to do modular matrix to fully establish the topological degeneracy. The inserting flux calculation can also be done for the finite cylinder. Like we inserting flux in the middle of the middle part of cylinder for the Z2 spin liquid, for the isotropic Z2 spin liquid, where you find quasi particle in between two topological sectors for Z2 state. So that's the method we use to also study the Kaiser spin liquid. Here is the brief results about the phase diagram of J1, J2, J3 model on the Kagome. Here is our interaction. If we need to pinning, we pin two spins at the boundary. And here is the possible phase diagram for the J1, J2 model. The reason J2 equals 1.5 may not be a robust spin liquid is that close to that point, J2 equals 0.2, we have a conventional order phase. So in other words, at J2 equals 1.5, you may have even larger finite size effect due to neighboring with a conventional phase. Then at negative J2, you have a so-called Q equals square root 3 times square root 3 phase. So with keeping J2 equals J3, we can avoid those phase. This is our phase diagram. And let me first introduce the results in the middle of J prime. J prime equals J2 and J3. In this region, with pinning, without pinning, we get a two topological sector. Then in each of those topological sector, we target two states. And here we choose the gap between those two states. In this middle region between point 3 and point 7, the gap is very small. And from ED calculation, we also find those four states. And there is a robust excitation gap between other states and those four states. So that helps us to establish four topological states, four states, two of them in the same topological sector. And later I'll show the, that are related to the time reversal symmetry broken, spontaneous broken of the phase.
Excuse me, what is the model here? So in the phase diagram path, is that J3 equal to J2?
That's one J3 equals 0.
Oh, J3 equals 0.
Yeah. So
But then, I'm confused. When J2 equals 0, you have a spin liquid state. So that is a spin liquid state for Kalman analysis.
Kagome, yes.
Oh, I see.
So that's what.
Maybe Z2.
Yeah, maybe Z2.
Oh, I see.
So that's what.
So this, in the spin liquid window, there may be several different spin liquid here.
What I'm trying to say, they are conventional. We were talking about J1 dominant Kagome model. It could be the Z2 spin liquid or other gap spin liquid. Then if you go a little bit further away, you get a conventional phase.
Yeah.
And that's when you don't have a Kaiser spin liquid. So if we want to search for other phase, we have to take a, like a J1, J2, J3 model. So I take J2 equals J3 to avoid those conventional phase. And I also increase J2, J3 to find other topological phase.
So the picture is that the spin liquid in the top phase diagram could be maybe Z2.
Yeah, maybe
they
do.
The lower one, that's J2 equals J3.
Yeah, J2 equals J3. So
okay,
that spin liquid is standing here. I don't think, I just say it's still a primary candidate of Z2. We don't see any evidence can exclude Z2, but it's not fully established either. Then with the increasing J2 and J3, there is a robust Kaiser spin liquid. That's calculation because you target two states, it's much harder to converge. It's still harder to converge. So it's only done for Ly equals 4. But we observe at Ly equals 6, Kaiser spin liquid actually is developed stronger near the boundary. So I'll show you the results of Ly equals 6, which establishes the critical point is near J prime equals 0.1. So I already mentioned about four-third ground state degeneracy. We obtain those they are in two topological sector. You get those two topological sector by pinning, then by inserting flux. So if you have a Z2, when you're inserting flux, you should get two other states. So here the inserting flux and the pinning give you the same topological sector. And each topological sector, we have two states. And over here, we show the entanglement spectrum of one state in each topological sector. Because two of those low energy states, they have the same spectrum. We cannot distinguish them. Then the topological, just the entanglement spectrum of half cut. So those are the eigenvalue of reduced density matrix. We see the double degeneracy for any of those spectra. So those two values are very close. We use the circle and the bar to represent those two degenerating eigenstates in a reduced density matrix. In the one sector, we call it vacuum sector. That's why it's in the spin-on sector. Spin-on sector has a half spin-on excitation due to pinning or due to inserting flux. So entanglement spectra is symmetric about SZ equals 1/2. Then this is the calculation. You have degenerating state. Those states are not necessarily the minimum entangled state. In fact, we find those real states are maximum entangled state, forced by the symmetry of real wave function. So we do arbitrary superposition of two near degenerating states in the same topological sector. Then we plot the negative entropy. So those two peak values corresponding to minimum entangled states, they are equal superposition of two real states. So those psi 1-0, psi 2-0 are real states in the vacuum sector. If you use a phase shift I to combine them, we get minimum entangled state. The minimum entangled state has entropy and smaller than maximum entangled state by log 2. Basically, it's just stating this fact that you get the one set of reduced density matrix, then you get the minimum entangled state. But that one set is not you take them arbitrarily here. You have to do the right superposition. So you obtain them from the reduced density matrix of your minimum entangled state. All those calculations are done using real code. However, if we use the complex code to do the DMRG calculation, it automatically selects the time reversal symmetry broken minimum entangled state. They are identical state. We looked at everything about the complex code state and the superposition, the complex superposition of real state. So we have four states. Two of them are related to two minimum entangled state. They are complex state with complex conjugate to each other. So they both broke the time reversal symmetry spontaneously. Yes? Yeah, that's that. I haven't talked about spin gap yet. We have Kaiser spin liquid state as a Guan state. The time reversal symmetry broken is related to this degeneracy in a energy degeneracy in the same topological sector.
So each of the states will spin zero.
Yes.
When you superpose them
Yes, the complex one, we say spontaneous broken is because the complex one is a minimum entangled state.
So here in your plots, you have the entanglement spectrum.
Yeah.
And then you have the total U1 chart.
Yeah, yes, but yes.
You could also plot the momentum in the
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be broken, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Degeneracy, yeah, let me show you the momentum and entanglement entropy. But we couldn't do it for our the finite DMRG. All the SU2 calculation can only, SU2 model is much harder to converge than the another model, which does not have SU2 symmetry. So we use a finite DMRG, and we cannot do the entanglement spectra in the momentum space. However, the another model has a Kaiser spin liquid. They have entanglement spectra almost identical to the SU2 model. So I use that one to take.
What are the things? Why do you think you can
Just in our DMRG code we develop, we don't have that degree. We cannot, we haven't managed to do that yet.
Okay, but there is nothing obvious that forbids.
No, nothing forbid. It's we could have done that, use the same model on the infinite DMRG, but that intern hasn't done that. He's trying to get the to the modular matrix, and because he needs to keep most data to make it converge. So I put some pattern. So that pattern says 2, 2, 4, 6, 10. It turns out related to the age spectrum of 1, 1, 2, 3, 5 for the 1/2 fraction of quantum Hoare effect. That property can only explicitly shown if you identify the momentum quantum number of entanglement entropy. So that is the simulation following Cecil and Vidal. Then we couldn't determine the total momentum. We can only determine the relative momentum. So that's the reason we didn't label momentum. We just don't understand. We still have some trick we haven't figured out. So that one is for the vacuum sector. That one is the spin-on sector. They have this H spectrum identical to either nu equals 1/2 or Laughlin stay on the flat band model or the in a magnetic field stay. So there is a the entanglement spectrum gap protects those H stay with a lot of other states. Then we calculate the modular matrix for the the U1 model, it turned out to be like this one represent the spin-on circling other spin-on by the 2 pi. So that means consistent with the anion. This phase means exchange to spin-on. So the S and the U matrix give us the complete identification of the quasi-particle statistics in our Kaiser spin liquid state. Then for the SU2 model, what we did is a ED calculation by keeping 36, we only have 36 sites. In 2 momentum sector, we have lower energy state. One is momentum k equals 0, the other is 0 pi. Those 2 energy almost are identical to each other. In the flat band model, it's referred to the emerging of many body magnetic transformation invariant. Then those 4 states are all real states. However, if we find the minimum entangled state, we have to do the complex superposition of those 2 states. Then we get the same modular matrix. And here is just a spin correlation to explicitly show we have Kaiser order. So those 3 figures are for the SU2 model with different J prime. So that's why it's J prime equals 0.5, and that's why it's varying J prime in the normal sector. We obtain similar results for the spin-on sector. So because this is a real state, it's a superposition of 2 Kaiser spin liquid with opposite chirality. So we calculate a Kaiser-Kaiser correlation. It shows really non-range correlation. We take the correlation from the third unit cell, I sit at the third unit cell, third coulomb, the J is sit anywhere until the boundary of cylinder. So you see a very small age effect at the boundary of cylinder. And this one tells us the range of Kaiser spin liquid. The non-range correlation is established at J prime equals 0.15 for 6 ladder, 6 unit cell ladder. That's 12 atoms or 12 lattice spacing. So from 0.15 to 0.7 is always very flat. Then at j prime equals 0.8, it drops really quick exponentially. At j prime equals 0.1, it's still going with the numbers that we are keeping. So that's why we keep 28,000 states. Then about 1 month or more than 1 month ago, we had that result. The only thing changed is j prime equals 0.1. Over there, we keep 16,000 states. So that's why, even though it's decay very fast, with continue increasing states, actually increasing. So we feel the phase boundary is around j prime equals 0.1. And that's why it's the minimum entangled state we obtain from the real code. We calculate the Kaiser order. Just the average of chi is the two spin multiply dot the third spin. It's the volume of a three spin on triangle. So there is a small age effect in the last coulomb. So the expectation value is 0.03, close to 0.03. Then from the second coulomb, it's around 0.08. It's three times bigger than the last coulomb. And in the right edge, you have the same feature. The edge effect only appear at the last coulomb. Okay, since we have a very simple phase, so we thought to do more calculation. Here is directly identify the state using the topological chain number of the box system. But we have a cylinder, so we can only obtain the chain number through that bulk and the age correspondence. So that is also the purpose of Naoning for quantum Hall effect. You inserting the flux into the cylinder. In our case, it's a boundary phase for the spin flip term. So if theta equals zero, you look at your cylinder, the SZ average is zero everywhere. And your system conserve SZ. So with inserting flux, what we find is at the left edge, we have negative SZ average. At the right edge, we have positive SZ average. And with the continued increase, the theta, theta from 0 pi over 2 to 2 pi and 4 pi, the negative accumulation is continue increase at left edge, and the positive accumulation is continue increase at the right edge. Because the spin is conserved, so that means the anion non is developing in a string is acting through the bulk to pump the spin from one edge to another edge. The bulk is gapped. You don't see any spin fluctuation in the bulk. The only accumulating at the boundary. And this is just the accidentally we get the sign negative, positive. And in some other calculation, you accidentally get the opposite sign. So the theta, once you turn on theta, you select one of the Kaiser spin liquid state. With increasing theta, the accumulation continue increase. So that is the integral accumulation. Because the bulk is zero, so we just add everything at the left, at the right boundary. So with a small theta, it's slightly slower than the linear increase. Then a little bit bigger theta, we see that's a linear increase for accumulation with the flux. The quantization at C equals 1/2 is identified by inserting one flux. You have spin 1/2 at the left boundary and the spin 1/2 at the right boundary. If you continue inserting flux, they continue to have spinons build up at two boundaries. And
what's the procedure you're actually doing to insert flux?
Okay. So we get the ground state with theta equals 0. I actually immediately move to theta equals pi over 2. Then I use the initial ground state as my starting state and continue to do sweeping. With sweeping, from the to the boundary. The whole Hamiltonian is changed. All those y boundary has this hopping phase. Then next step, we use this wave function as our initial wave function to do theta equals pi. For some model, I have to reduce the step to make it more easy to converge. And results does not really depend on the steps we take for increasing theta. This one is something we see in the entanglement, in the eigenvalue of reduced density matrix. Here is the example of theta equals 0 until theta equals 2 pi. So as theta equals 0, we have S equals negative 1, we identify largest eigenvalue is here. With increased theta, it's reducing. And with increased theta at the other side, it's increasing. And the result is after inserting 2 pi plus, you have complete symmetry between Sz equals 0 and Sz equals 1. So the spectrum flow of entanglement spectrum give us another signature for the developing of quantum particle 9. So those bases, they are rotating. Okay. Here is the quantum phase diagram. It's calculated based on the Kaiser non-range correlation and the Chern number. The Chern number calculation, we keep a very small number of states. You have to use the U1 calculation. Then in most of calculation, we just keep the 2,000 states. But if you want to get a certain theta more accurate, we just add state for that certain theta. Now you can increase from 2,000 to 5,000. However, that calculation, even we kept 1,000 step, we get the same quantization. If you take a J1 model, you always get this number. However, you get something like a spin accumulation non-uniformly. This is the ED spectrum. Try to look at all those no-energy states in the K equals 0 sector. Those two states are related to the Kaiser spin liquid state, and those are higher excitation state. And this one and the bulk, they have different quantum number. So all those cos one are at higher energy initially, they go down. And at J prime equals 0, that's is something earlier, this ED calculation already identified, you have a lot of no energy excitations. And from here, we just give a clue. Those excitations are higher energy state from the Kaiser spin liquid side, and they continue to move down. But we don't know the transition, like lateral transition, if it's a second order transition or it's a first order transition, or if they have something else develop around J prime equals 0. Then the, yes. I didn't look at ED spectrum yet. We can get the ED spectrum. Its pattern is it's like a dimered along the cylinder. You have strong bond and you have weak bond. That's what I remember. But I can check and email you. I have one in my figure, in my paper. Yeah, I can show you. I can check my paper later.
But maybe let's say the valence bond solid have how many together ground state? Is that four?
No. We
the
only.
The valence bond have four: two from topology, two from symmetry breaking.
Yes.
The valence bond solid.
Yeah, we only get two states. We only get two states at that point. Because in DMRG, when we try to target two states, the other two excited states that go up. Under the ED calculation, we can see actually better about excitation. That we should do. That we should add. But we don't have data. for the there is even artful effect for the VBS there. However, for that Kyler spinquist there, I didn't see any strong even art effect. When we look at the energy, it's pretty uniform even for the art cylinder. So it's different from Z2. In the Z2, you see complete dimerized spin pattern. For the J1 model, I think still showed some results. Yeah, we don't see very strong, even art effect. The spin chain the chain number is quantized for the 5-leg system. Then we have a phase diagram. We are trying to build a phase diagram for J1, J2, J3 model. The Kaiser spin liquid we identify here is J1 model plus J2Z and J3Z. The Kaiser spin liquid is central that J2Z and J3Z equals 1. So that's from theoretical point of view, it's like you find the Kaiser spin liquid in the original J1 model with adding a little bit hard core interaction between hard core particles. By adding a lot of short range interaction between hard core bosons. So Kaiser spin liquid is really maybe very easy to emerge for some of other models as well. What time do I? How many time I have? Okay, I just okay. I quickly go through this part. This one just shows spin correlations, and here that's the thing you are interested. Like J2, J3 equals 0.2, the spin decay very fast, but at J2 equals 0.15, the spin decay very slow, even though the spin gap is bigger than the pure J1 model. For the J1 model, you also have fast exponential decay. The dimer decay very fast. Then I actually already talked about most of those things. So let me just summarize my talk. The Kaiser spin liquid is found in the Kagome J1, J2, J3 model with J2 equals 3, which could be as small as 0.15. We have two topological sectors. So pinning color spin or inserting flux, we always only get two sectors. Then their bulk energy are degenerating. Within each sector, we find two near degenerating states. Their complex superposition give rise to two Kaiser states, exhibiting non-range Kaiser order and the spontaneous time they also symmetry broken. The Kaiser order state are minimum entangled state. It has log 2 smaller than the maximum entangled state. The entanglement spectrum follows the conformal theory for 1/2 fractional quantum Hall effect with the same modular matrix. That, of course, is identified numerically with the error bar around a few percent. Then we also have anion emerge. That means we have anion emerge from such a Kaiser spin liquid. Then topological chain number is observed to be exact quantized at 1/2, protected by robust excitation gap. Thank you. Okay, can I use maybe I can write on the blackboard? Yeah. Okay, maybe it's that side. So we have this Kagome model. So this is a boundary. That's a boundary in the y direction. So we have spin coupling here, and the coupling here, and the coupling here. all those companies will inserting a phase EI theta with SI dagger SJ minus. So the Hamiltonian at any given theta, including this term, or we start from the DMRG calculation of theta equals zero, you get DMRG one state, like we just get one state, for example. Then the second step, when we continue to do this sweeping, just like in DMRG, we change the Hamiltonian to a different theta. Like we can do theta equals 0.5 pi. The reason you can have this big jump because you don't, you just select one step with this given inserting flux. So if you go to theta, directly jump to theta equals pi, that's not good because next step, you don't know, you should increase theta to 0.5 pi or 1.5 pi. So you can use a reasonable large step. At this point, your initial ground state is considered as your starting state for the sweeping. You can continue to do wave function transformation. What we see is the energy here is already good enough, like negative 100. Over here, it will increase. At the beginning, it will increase like negative 95 or something like that. But and also you need a lot more DMRG step, non-saw step to get the ground state. However, the initial wave function is indeed used as a starting point to influence the later calculation. Then you can continue to change your flux and continue to get DMRG state. The development of anion has nothing to do with this process. If you do the calculation of theta equals pi, you still get the complex state. You still have anion 9 developing into the system because the spin flip, they do not like to stop there because bulk is really gapped. So they have this process of flipping, put one spin, like you have a single knit, they can separate that single knit to leave a spinel at left edge and a spinel at right edge. That's an anion 9 developer in the state. And the DMRG calculation, when you continue to increase theta, use a small step, it just, you always select into the same Kaiser state, then you can count the, you can have accumulation at the end of inserting 2 pi flux. If you pick up theta randomly at the end of 2 pi, then you get, you can go back to vacuum state. Yeah, the spinel. What's your question?
You have some kind of transport.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. At the beginning, you don't have SZ average equals zero. Then with increasing theta, you see some SZ here and up the SZ average at another boundary. The boundary means the boundary 2 or 3 unit cells. So that means the spinel is being transferred by that. Yeah, so theta equals 0 to 2 pi. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have this modular matrix calculation for the SU model? Because
we're going to
do this SZ model.
Yeah, I have ED calculation.
Why is it hard for?
It's because I don't even know how to develop this code. I have two different groups. Each code takes 9 time to develop. I cannot just merge those two code together.
Can you show this SZ model?
Yeah. We did an ED calculation. They have 80% overlap between those two models. Just like choose those face in their middle of their face diagram. In the ED side, they have 80% overlap. Then we are going to do some adiabatic calculation to see how they are connected.
Can you just assume this S plus, S minus,
yeah.
They
Yes, yes, we are doing that calculation, yeah. But we don't have the results yet. And we are also trying to do the viewfinding overlap in the DMRG. Thank you.